Aussies get this weird thing around this time of year, especially around Christmas, that it is sunny, lovely, summery weather. But especially if you're a kid around Christmas, you've just been given so many great toys, you don't actually want to go outside normally. I know my parents were forever, ever telling me to put a book down and get outside instead. So if you're a bit worried about kids and sort of maybe having too much screen time, you can actually limit that, of course. We talk a lot about digital nutrition, but why not immerse them in nature as a bit of a remedy? Now, there are some great programs being run by the Royal Botanic Garden where kids are encouraged to get out, explore, and understand a little bit more about nature. And the very brave woman who runs all of these programs is Melissa Slarp. She's the Education and Community Programs Officer at the Australian Botanic Garden and Centennial Parklands. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, clearly there's a lot more to this than just herding some kids out into the bush and telling them to go wild, right?
Yeah, there is. It's steeped in some pretty deep practice that originally came from Europe, but we've given it our own Aussie twist. So nature play is really important to me. It's really close to my heart. I believe that, you know, we need to have a connection to the environment before we can expect people, let alone kids, to look after it. And as you said, there seems to be, these days with kids, a lot of screen time happening. So it's really nice to get them outside. And the kind of practice we do is basically we're using the bush as our inspiration. So our programs are really open. We might have a theme. So in summer, water's really good, got lots of water play. But then we'll just play with that and play with the environment around us to do nature craft, games and things like that.
Sounds like a sneaky way of throwing in a bit of teaching and education there as well.
Yeah, well, the best teaching happens when kids don't realise they're being taught. And it's really natural and you're really actually, as the educator, having fun at the same time. And it's also going both ways. So it's really student or child oriented as well. So we try not to have a really strict schedule for our programs. It's more we have an idea of what we want to do. And the educators I work with, we have what we call our big bag of tricks. So we're ready to go with whatever's needed for us on the day, but we don't really have like a strict schedule curriculum that we're kind of sticking to. We need to go on based on what the kids are needing that day. And also what the environment's throwing at us, because it could be weather dependent.
What age group are we talking about?
Oh, I do nature play with kids as young as 2.5 years, right up to high school. So for our 2.5 to 5-year-olds, we have a program called Bush Play Group. And that's definitely my favourite to run. I love working with that age group. It's so much fun being outside and just getting messy. And I mean, most people will think back to their childhood and think about, you know, making mud pies and getting dirty and, you know, going inside when it's dark and just using the outdoors as your inspiration. And that's what we like to do. A big part of that as well is helping parents, giving them the skills and the confidence that it's okay to let their kids climb trees and play with sticks and do things that sometimes schools are kind of having some rules on at the moment.
I was going to ask if the kids are a bit cautious, but it sounds like maybe the parents might be the ones to kind of free up a little bit.
Yeah, it is the way. So that's why the program with our 2.5 to 5-year-olds is great, because the parents come along for that. Because it's one thing us, you know, having this great day with the kids and teaching them all these nature skills and how to, you know, climb a tree safely or carry sticks and build things with natural materials. But then they might go home and be told that that's not okay or that they shouldn't do that. So we're actually getting two audiences in one and helping the parents with those skills as well. That's right.
It sounds like one of the big themes for you as well is these kids developing a respect for the outdoors and a respect for nature.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, humans, we can't love or, you know, really appreciate anything until we know what it's about. And we really need to be hands-on with the outdoors. We can't learn about this from a textbook. We call it eco-literacy. So we need to have, not only an understanding, but like you said, a respect for the environment. And the best way we can do that is by being outside, being in it, and being there in all weather as well. It's not, we're really lucky, you know, in our Aussie summer, we have these great days, but it's also fun just to get outside in winter and autumn and spring as well.
So, Mel, how can people find out a bit more info if we've got any parents listening who might be interested?
Yeah, would love to have you along to one of our programs. If you go onto our website at australianbotanicgarden.com.au, we have a What's On page, and that lists all our school holiday programs. So we've got January is jam-packed with nature play programs that would love to have you along. Either you might be into it already or would love to show you what we can do.
Mel, sounds amazing. I know you've got a race. Thank you so much for taking some time this morning, and have a great Christmas period.
Thank you. You too.